Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Even as firefighters are making some headway on the Mullen Fire burning in southeast Wyoming, high winds stoked the blaze over the weekend, pushing the flames further. The latest measurements put the size of the fire at 147,000 acres, now with over 1,000 people working the blaze. Containment is estimated at 14%. The fire is burning on both sides of the Wyoming-Colorado border, with communities in both states either already evacuated or on short notice should the fire turn their way. Laramie, less than 40 miles away, has been suffering under heavy smoke and ash from the flames, and a red flag warning remains in effect for southeast Wyoming today. 29 homes and 31 outbuildings, all in Wyoming, have been destroyed. Officials believe in order for the fire to be extinguished, it will take a major rain or snow event. As Wyoming and the rest of the country struggle to reopen, coronavirus cases are exploding across the Cowboy State. According to State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris, the high number of new cases are evidence of substantial transmission within our communities. This means contact tracing becomes much harder, as an individual may not be able to recall with whom they were in contact with. Other factors attributed to the spread of the virus include cooler temperatures mean people will spend more time indoors, where transmission can occur more easily, and fatigue with protocols like mask wearing and social distancing weigh in as well. Along with the higher number of cases, hospitalizations are up across Wyoming as well.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Officials suspect someone may be lighting fires in the Jackson Hole area. Several suspicious blazes have broken out in the last 4 days, with the latest burning near the community of Hoback Junction. There have been no lightning strikes that could explain the fires, and their proximity to buildings and infrastructure is suspicious. The latest fire near Buck Creek is close to power lines, the highway, and structures, and has the potential to pose significant risk to residents and firefighters. Law enforcement is urging anyone with information on the fires to come forward. An inmate has died at the Wyoming Medium Correctional Institution in Torrington, according to a news release from the Wyoming Department of Corrections. William Arthur Mayhew II died Saturday, October 3rd, the release said. Officials state that Mayhew's health had been deteriorating for the last few weeks, and it does not appear to be related to the COVID pandemic. An autopsy will be performed just to be sure. Mayhew had been convicted of sexual assault of a minor and was serving concurrent and consecutive sentences of up to 15 years. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.